The Trump win came as a shock to national media, as many predictions had Clinton running away with the election. UWM student Kyle Battle is a former Marine specialist who says he wanted to defy the labels given to many Trump supporters, so he voted for the ex-businessman.
I'm tired of everyone telling me, you know, because I'm a white male, I'm xenophobic, I'm a Muslim hater, I'm homophobic, I'm this, this, and that. I'm not any of that. I've given money to charities in the form of Planned Parenthood, in the form of safe houses for women who are victims of domestic violence.
Battle says that Trump was a better alternative to Clinton and that the president-elect's economic policy will be profitable for this country. Battle says that people will make up for the president-elect's lack of environmental awareness, an issue that is important to Battle.
The country and the world is enough on an environmental kick that there's going to be a lot of forward progressions in environmental sciences still, but I think that he's going to give tax cuts to big oil, fossil fuel industries, fracking, etc., which is a little disconcerting.
Despite winning the popular vote, Hillary Clinton lost some key states' electoral votes, namely those in Wisconsin. Even though he didn't cast his ballot this election season, UWM student Sam Novak says the way the U.S. chooses candidates is outdated in the internet age.
The Electoral College was there to sort of bolster the fact that some people didn't have access to information about these candidates. It's just irrelevant now. I think everybody's too eager to believe things that they themselves already believe and just want somebody else to tell them that they're right.
Given all of the fake news and polarizing opinions from both the left and right sides, Novak finds it hard to see objectivity.
There's people that are like, oh my God, this man is super Hitler. We can't elect this man. And some people are like, yeah, make America great again.
Though some have said that third-party votes prevented the Clinton victory, Jill Stein supporter James Kamau said that true liberals voted for third-party candidates.
They're thinking outside the box instead of actually voting for the two-party system that has broken this nation.
No matter what decision voters wound up making on November 8th, the set date for Donald Trump's inauguration is January 20th, 2017. For Media Milwaukee, I'm Andrew Bolt.